Time to worship the Lord through his word. And today's message is based on Romans 8 and verse 28. Romans 8, 28. So would you please open the word of God and let's read it together. Romans 8, 28 says, "And we know that God works all things together for the good." All things, not just some things. In other words, not just when you get the promotion, you get the raise, you get this, that, and the other thing. But Romans 8:28 is very powerful. I think one of the most powerful scriptures in all of the Bible. And so we'll spend some time on it today, and then we'll spend more time on it next week, because I can't bring all of this together in one week. So I appreciate your patience and ask God to inspire me and the team here, Elder Joe and Dennis, and that we all come together and hear the word of the Lord. The name of this sermon is entitled The Promise. The Promise. And I named it a promise because other people have named it a promise. Because God has made us sure and precious promises that we have to look forward to now, the future, forever. God has even made us some forever promises. So this entitlement is called The Promise. That's what this sermon is called. The Promise dash Romans 8:28. Elder Joe, if you could put that up on the screen for us, and we'll all read this together. There it is. I'm a little slow on the catch up. There it is. Romans 8:28. Can we read that together, brothers and sisters? And we know that in all things, hold on, sister. Did he say some things? Did he say a maybe? Did you see a maybe in there somewhere? Somewhere? Romans 8:28 says what? And we know. But do you know that you know that you know that in all things, not just some things, but in how many things? Come in, let me hear it from you. Come on. All things. If you want to put up one hand and say, all things works for the good of those. Just anybody who love him. Do you love the Lord? And I remember one song that says, I love the Lord. I hope it is in word and deed. For this that God is offering us and giving to us, it's something that we need to know, that we know, that we know, and know that all things, even when we're hurting, we got to be able to lift our hands and say, yes, Lord, in all things, even in this pain that I'm going through now. And we know that in all things, God works. Is it just your work? No, it says God works. Now, I believe that this promise, that's what we call it, the promise, is the most important promise in all of the Bible. It is a promise that is better and greater than anything in society. You know, if you had one promise that you wanted fulfilled, that you knew would come about, maybe you say, well, I go down to my bank, or I've got this bond over here, I've got this land over here, I know it's going to work. And we know that all things work together for the good. All things. There's no clause in there that says, well, if it's this, it's not valid. All things work together. You say, Pastor, why do you keep saying all things? Because I want it drilled into our core that we know, and that we know, that in all things, even when we're on the hospital bed, Pastor, why do you have to go there? Sometimes we may be in places that we didn't want to be. But he says all things, and we know that in all things, God worketh, even in the hospital room. In all things, God works even in the grave, and he raises people up from the dead. Do you know that you know that you know? Because you see, when the heat is put on, when we have to go through things, then we got to say, oh, Lord, why you do this, Lord? I don't know if I'm going to make it. We ought to be the most enthusiastic. You say, Pastor, what did you have for breakfast? What did you drink this morning? You just need to be wired up. No, it's just, if I'm enthused about this, it's because I realize the reality of it. I understand that God, he not only has my back. You know, we say, well, you know, I got your back, brother. God not only has your back, he's got your front, he's got your round and round. He's got your all in all. Romans 8:28. And we know, I want you to know, and know that you know, that in all things, God works. That you got somebody who's working for you. God. God works for the good. So you're going to have, we're going to have problems. We're going to have sicknesses. We're going to have deaths. But God is working it for your good. There were some boys that thought they had it over one of their brothers. And that brother's name was Joseph. And they didn't like him because God blessed him. And, you know, God blessed him with this, God blessed him with that. And they got kind of jealous. And they said, hey, the brothers got together and said, hey, you got to go. And they dug a hole. He put him down in a hole. They thought he was dead. And some folks came along and rescued him. That was God. And we know that in all things, God works. Even when those brothers tried to take out Joseph, that brother named Joseph, God worked. Because he sent along some folks to get him out of that pit. He works all things together. Whatever you're going through. Whoever's after you. Whatever you are struggling with. God is even working with your struggles. There have been things that I've gone through in my life. Horrible things. Wish they never happened, but God used it. He worked it for my God. And thankfully, I have learned and am learning. We know that in all things, God works in your ups and downs, in your round and arounds. For those who love him, do you love the Lord? Who have been called according to his purpose. God works. God works in all things. Now, I want you to open your Bible. And I want you to look at toward the end of the Bible. And I want you to see if you see something missing. We just read Romans 8:28. I want you to go to Romans 8. I want you to see if you see anything missing. The promise is, Romans 8:28, that God works all things for the good. Now, if you go back there, I want you to see if you find any missing things in Romans 8. Is anything left out that would be in your category of needing the Lord? Is there any promise back there? In Romans, I want you to search. I want you to look in your Bible, Romans 8. Is there anything missing that could be of help to you from God? That where God said, now we don't do this here. Sorry, buddy, you got to come back next Sunday. No, it says, in all things, God works together for the good in all things. In other words, there's nothing in your life that he will not work on, that he will not make right. Doesn't say he won't suffer. And let me tell you something. Suffering is part of the recipe. Whoever made a cake and didn't put it in the oven, maybe you did and found out later it went spoiled on you because you didn't cook it. God will cook you. Now, show me that in the Bible, Lord. Ah, you don't know what he's talking about. When I say cooking, that means you're going through some heat. You ever read about the Hebrew boys? I was talking about Joseph. Kind of got off a little bit. His brothers threw him in a pit, wanted to kill him. God worked that for good. You know what he told his brothers when they came back around? When they needed something? You ever have a brother like that to come around when you need something? Here was a famine. And then the brothers come around. And here's what he said to them. You meant it for evil. I'm saying this for this reason. You're going to go through some tough stuff. There are going to be some evil people who will come after you. They may mean it for good, but here is a guarantee. Romans 8:28 is a guarantee that whatever you go through, he will use it for good, even evil. Because sometimes we don't think we're supposed to go through something. No, it's part of the making of you. So I believe that this whole thing, this whole, all of Christianity, what God is doing, and he's conforming us. See, he's conforming us. I want you to look at this in the heart of your mind. He's working all things together for the good. Doesn't mean that you will not go through bad, but he will work it for good. Even as Joseph's brothers testified to them after they tried to kill him and set him up where the Egyptians would come after him. He said, you meant it for evil, but praise the Lord, God meant it for good. And I think we need to do more of praising the Lord when we go through stuff instead of, oh, man, oh, this is just pitiful. Why me? See, I've done that why me stuff. It don't work. But God works in it to show us, why not you? Why not I fold you, mold you, send you, bring you for my glory? Because I believe all of life, even the things we go through, good and bad, God uses for good. I better hurry. I'm talking too much. Romans 8:28. God works all things together for the what? Yeah. I want you to stop for a moment and think about something that you are going through, something that you have gone through in years past that you may be holding against folk. Amen. Hallelujah. He worked all of that evil for your good. He worked all things, not just some things. He said all. In the back of your Bible, you don't see all A left out anywhere in that verse, Romans 8:28. Ain't nothing left out there. Not an A, not an O, not a 2. Romans 8:28, he's working all things. Even people on your job that are conspiring against you. Whatever you want, that's just, oh, no, this is just a pain. And, oh, no, Lord, deliver me. He says, no. We're working on something here. I'm here to help you through. See, I want us to change because God is helping me change. He is working all things for my good. Some things that I don't like, but he's made us a promise. This is an ironclad promise. If you had one wish in the whole wide world, would that wish be Romans 8:28? No, you want Disney Land, right? As I was growing up. Oh, Grandpa, take us to Disney Land. That's my wish. Or, hey, man, I want a bank account full of money. This is better than the money, honey. Joseph got it. He said, y'all meant it for evil. But hallelujah, God meant it for good. He didn't say, get me out of here, boys. No, he said, God meant this for good. You meant it for evil, but God's working for good. I got so much I want to say. Oh, I should save something for next week. I will. I want to read something for you. Romans 8:28. We've already read that, right? Mm-hmm. Is the promise that morphs into resilient, cheerful people. Are you like me? Why? Why? Romans 8:28 is a promise. It's a promise for your good. There's nothing better. Romans 8:28 is a promise that morphs us into silent, cheerful people. I'm sorry, resilient. Can't see you. Resilient, cheerful people. It'll take you there. God will use that. He'll mold us and keep us. Whatever our temperament, it's God's dark room in which negatives become positives. You know, when you want to take a something, you've had a photo taken in the room, it's dark. before you can get a positive. And God will take us some places that are dark, but it's for our good. Beautiful pictures to come up. Wherever our temperament, it's God's dark room in which negatives become positives. It's his situational, all right? Situational machine in which attitudes are changed into hallelujahs. It is the foundation of hope and a fountainhead of confidence. Even our failures can become enriching, and our sins can be redeemed. Even death itself becomes the blessing of a child of God. So why stay depressed, right? Why stay all down and woe is me? Why don't we rejoice as the children of God are being formed and fashioned to be cheerful and loving? We mope around, Earl Williams. I put my name up there. Sometimes I mope around, discouraged. My wife would say, "Are you depressed?" "Who, me?" Why mope around, discouraged, moody? Sometimes we act as though God has forgotten. To put Romans 8:28 in the Bible. Here's an assignment for everybody. When you go home today, I want you to see if Romans 8:28 is in the Bible. And if it is, read it. And if you read it, get on your knees like me and thank the Lord for not leaving us there, for loving us much, even as he has Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and all kinds of other folks done the same things. I want us to memorize Romans 8:28. Where are you guys? Let's put it back on the screen. We'll go through it again. I want us to memorize it so that we can capture the depth of it. Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, so we're going to go home and say, in all things, God works for the good. No, put some enthusiasm with it. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Isn't it wonderful to have God working for you and through you? Who have been called according to his purpose. He will help you. He will work through us all because he is conforming us into his own image. He's making us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love and mercy. We thank you for Romans 8:28. And in the coming weeks, Lord, I just ask you to teach us, train us, so that we can rejoice in you. We thank you for this unfailable promise that you are working for us. Who can work better for us than you, God? Thank you for being our God. Bless us, forgive us, change us, make us more like you, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name, and it'll be all to your glory. Amen. Wow. He never will. He's working all things together for the good. And it's nothing nobody can do to you that God doesn't use in his hand to bless you. You see, we need to put our faith in Jesus Christ, not in what people do to us or what even the grave for us. See, even the grave, God's going to raise us up because he's working all things together. Even for a new life, he's going to give to us, and he's promised for us. Let us partake now for the Lord's Supper. This Lord's Supper of the bread and the wine, these are emblems of what God has done for us. In Matthew chapter 26, in verse 26, it says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and he gave thanks. He gave thanks. And broke it, sharing it with us, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, This is my body. We ought to rejoice and be thankful of what God has done for us in giving the life of his son. And that same life, not only in the bread and wine, but in our own being of Christ living in us. He is transforming us in the image of his son. And new creations we are. And so, Father, we thank you for this bread. And we ask that you would bless this bread. That would be not just for our physical bodies, but most importantly, for your spirit in us. We ask you now to bless this bread as we eat it. And that bread become part of our flesh in Christ. Amen. And if you now have some wine, if you have wine, partake of the bread and the wine. Chapter 26, verse 27. Then he took the cup and he gave thanks. Oh, we thank you for your blood, Jesus. And he offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant. So he's made a covenant. He's made an unbreakable covenant, unbreakable connection between us and God, that we are a part of his blood and we are part of his body. And what happened to him has been applied to us. His body and his blood have been poured out on us, and we have been forgiven and made right with God forever and ever. Then he took the cup and he gave thanks and he offered to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And I tell you the truth, I will not drink of it again, of the fruit of the vine, until that day I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. Well, we have something to look forward to, don't we? Imagine sitting there. Jesus Christ there. Wow. And he looks over and said, I told you so. I told you I'd work all things together for your good. Trust him. As we eat this and drink this, let's apply it and trust in him that we have the fullness of joy right now and pleasures forevermore through the Father and through the Son who loves us, who's made a promise. He is now working all things together for our good. For your good. And that transcends any and everything else. Now I want us to look at something. I want us to hear another song. It's a song that hopefully will touch you and touch me and help us all. It's a song called, Were It Not for Grace. Were it not for God working all things together for the good for us. Let's sing, Were It Not for Grace.
Is all in vain. wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me. I know how that would go. The battles I would face are ever running, but losing the race, were it not for grace. So here is all my expressed with all my heart, offered to a friend who took my place and ran a course I could not stop. And when he saw in full just how much his love would cost, still went the final mile between me and heaven, so I would not be lost, were it not for grace. I can tell you where wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me, and I know how that would go. The battles are